L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Charles Spicer. His book is filled with information that is critical to understand these tragic years, 1933 to 1945, and then afterwards. We're still scarred by the decisions made or not made by the men we're talking about and their adversaries in Berlin and Moscow and France, all this, all of Europe, and it comes back when Europe's in a war and you see how you're in a fog. You don't know what the future is. Well, that was the case here in May of 1940 when the British Expeditionary Force, the Belgians surrendered. The British Expeditionary Force is now in full retreat. The French army have not provided adequate coverage, and the Germans have launched a savage and extremely effective attack, sometimes using the tanks they got from the Skoda armaments, definitely using the artillery, and they're overrunning France, Belgium, very quickly. The Belgian army surrenders, and the British army, the famous Dunkirk retreat. However, at this point, the prime minister changes hands from Chamberlain to not Halifax, but to Churchill. And we've not talked about Winston Churchill much at this point because this is the rest of the story. But I want to take this moment, Charles, to characterize Churchill. He knew about Christie, Conwell Evans, and Tenet. Did he account for their information? Did he also endorse it?
Yes. It seems very clear that he received a lot of Christie's information in particular via Vansittart, because he and Vansittart had remained close. They were the two, with Duff Cooper, they were two of the three leading anti-appeasers consistently in the late 30s. And he had a source of information in Vansittart's office, who, with Vansittart's discreet blessing, was allowing for that information to be shared with Churchill.
And that is critical because we now have a sympathetic prime minister, but the situation in London is a catastrophe. The British Expeditionary Force, a large part of it gets off, but all of their equipment is left behind in France. The French army will surrender within weeks, and the Germans will overrun France as well, and Vichy France will be born. All of these things are going in the wrong direction in the summer of 1940. And now for another publication that is important because it persuades a great number of people about who was responsible for the Second World War, the war that will destroy 50, 60, 70 million people. The book is Guilty Men. It's issued in the summer of 1940. I have two copies of it from the 19th and 20th printing, saying that it sold swiftly is an understatement. What about Guilty Men is important to understand now, 80 years later, Charles?
Well, Guilty Men was written under the pseudonym Cato by a trio of journalists, all of whom who worked for Lord Beaverbrook, Michael Foote, who was later leader of the Labour Party, Frank Owen and Peter Howard. And they wrote it in just 4 days. And it is a very simplistic analysis of the circumstances that led to the outbreak of the Second World War. And in simple terms, they name and shame Ramsay MacDonald, Chamberlain, Baldwin, Simon Hoare, Halifax, and 9 other British politicians as the architects of interwar appeasement, and therefore they read across and make them responsible for the entire Second World War, damning them as cowardly, traitorous crypto-fascists, which is frankly nonsensical, because almost everybody was behind appeasement at the time, including the vast majority of the electorate. So it's a very unfair polemic at a number of levels, but it's so successful in its publications, it embeds itself in the public consciousness and still remains the narrative you see, particularly in any sort of public, in any any media, any films and movies and TV dramas about the period?
Yes, detail, because when I read it for the first, I sent away for it when I first learned about it. And when I read it, I was convinced because I had no alternative until Charles's book. And so now that I do, what we have here is a story that is so complicated to tell that the easy version that was provided by Guilty Men is understood even all these decades later as demonstration of who was at fault, who did not stand up for liberty. We've not spoken of Lothian, but he was made ambassador to the United States. And you are especially keen on emphasizing how he changed his mind about Germany early on. He was coffee with Hitler before even Lloyd George. And he not only changed his mind, he became an adamant opponent of Berlin and was highly successful in persuading not only the President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt, but the Congress. And Lothian's activities in the summer of 1940 lead to the mobilization of the American arsenal of democracy and the persuasion of the American people that Britain must be supported. Have I said that correctly, Charles?
Absolutely. And I would add that he does enormously good work in brokering the good relationship between Roosevelt and Churchill, particularly once Churchill becomes the prime minister. People tend to forget, and they see all the imagery of Roosevelt and Churchill getting on very well. But initially, that wasn't the case. Roosevelt was very suspicious of Churchill, who he saw as a warmongering alcoholic aristocrat.
The Hess mystery. Rudolf Hess parachutes into Scotland, a very remote part of Scotland. What do we know about his attempt? The deputy chancellor of Germany, who will spend the rest of the war, rest of his life in jail.
Yes, he's flown all the way to relatively far north in Scotland, near Glasgow, to an estate called Dungavel, which is the Duke of Hamilton's estate. And the Duke of Hamilton, they'd not actually met, but they had very close mutual friends, the Haushofer family, father and son. And the reason he went that far north was he thought that the Duke of Hamilton would be the ideal conduit to Churchill and the King to try and negotiate a peace between Germany and Great Britain.
Was there a fellowship link in his thinking?
Absolutely. So the Duke of Hamilton and his family had been very closely involved. In fact, they all organized the Schlossklink dinner that we talked about. They'd been closely involved with the fellowship for 5 years. The Duke, when he was the Marquis of Clydesdale, he had gone to the Olympics in Berlin. So there were lots of connections there. And that's I put it forward as evidence of the legacy of the Anglo-German fellowship.
Let's go to the Nuremberg trial, because Hess will be there as well. The book is Coffee with Hitler. Charles Spicer is the author. The war ends in a catastrophe, and afterwards, settling accounts. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.